Another key to understanding the Bible is obey what you learn. As you begin to study and you understand what God is telling you, we all have to start doing those things. And putting those things into practice is really the best way to demonstrate that you understand the Word of God. In Psalm 111, it tells us this in verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." So there's a direct connection between understanding and then putting it to the test, putting it into practice, the things that you're learning. You see, you begin to acknowledge how God's ways really do bring change and a positive result in your life. So as you read the Bible, you'll find that the teachings that are in God's Word can bring peace. They can bring hope. And so as you study these things, begin to do them. And by obeying God's Word, you really prove not only that you understand it logically, but you prove it right through your actions and the application of God's Word. In James chapter 1, it's a great reminder of that very principle, to do what you learn. It says, "Be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." That's James 1:22. "If anyone's a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So a vital key to understanding the Bible is to put this word into practice. And a promise follows that. God promises you will be blessed. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.